Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, look at the lead at 7 o'clock on Major League Baseball Network.
Gotta be Jack Caglione's debut, right? Somebody with a sign at the ballpark.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com. And make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Park.
Yep.
So those who are just joining us, you saw a father and son kicked out of the ballpark in St. Louis last night for having a sign that says, "Welcome to Big Jack Land," and the usher told them signs are illegal at Major League Baseball stadiums. We need to take care of that family. If anybody knows who those people were that got kicked out, let us know. I'll try to find a way to take care of them, okay? So we need to find out who that father and son were that were rudely kicked out of the St. Louis Cardinals stadium yesterday and were told by an usher that Major League Baseball, as MLB Network shows a sign of a fan in the stands, an usher told a Royals fan that they were not allowed to have signs. It's MLB rules, and they kicked them out of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
That's St. Louis in a nutshell.
Gosh, he just missed that. Oh, what a play. First at bat, double off the wall. Because my dad sent me a text. He goes, "Boy, that big kid can scoot." I was like, "He's got some wheels. He's young. He's 22. Oh, his poor mom.
He's 22.
No doubt about it.
Perfect.
Welcome to the city, Jack
Caglione.
It all
Caglione. Comes together, baby. It all right. comes together.
He wears 14. Mahomes wears 15. Coincidence? I think not.
The two greatest years of our baseball lives.
Yeah, the guy called into Vern's show as well. I guess I could find the audio if I wanted to, but he called into Vern's show and talked about the sign.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got to find out who that guy is, man, because that guy deserves better than being told to leave by some loser in St. Louis.
But it is a Wednesday.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So there it is, the sounder. We asked Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, would you consider Jack Caglione's debut last night a success? 86.4% of you say yes out of 140 votes. 13.6 would say no. So I thought it was successful. I mean, that was, in the most biased way, the best 0-for-5 I think I've ever seen. I mean, literally, he had the two hardest hit balls in the game. He had a double robbed, did not strike out, did not look lost at the plate, did not look lost in the moment, and gave a shot of adrenaline to that entire offensive
Absolutely
line.
Absolutely did. Offensive line?
I mean, I'm sorry, that offensive lineup.
Hey, if he can do that,
if he
too,
can do that, like if he wow. can make that Simmons kid get better fast, how the Veach is like calling JJ,
exactly.
Hey, can you send Cags over and talk to Simmons?
Could really use a shot of adrenaline over here.
That would be great.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, yeah. Cags, what are you doing before the game? Go talk to the offensive line, especially that left side. Get them blocking better.
No doubt about it. But there was some stadium news yesterday, but it didn't involve the, I guess they said there was a touchdown of a tornado.
It took out a port-a-john. I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, they let us know on X that there was debris flying at Kauffman. Scary situation yesterday, but mm-hmm. might have gotten scarier for the state of Missouri.
Yeah, probably did. I mean, look, we've been telling you for a while now this thing most likely is going to end up in the state of Kansas. And Missouri, this coming from the Kansas City Star yesterday, so I don't know if that's reputable or not, but, you know, people don't think I'm reputable, so whatever. You know, and this is the headline. Missouri Stadium Plan Survives First Test. Got out of the committee and now is going to the regular Senate in the state of Missouri, but Chiefs and Royals don't commit to staying. The Chiefs lobbyist, Rich Aubuchon, told Missouri senators that, quote, if the team stays in Missouri, the Arrowhead Stadium renovation plan would be about $1.15 billion. Remember when they went to a vote in 24 and it failed? Mm-hmm. The Chiefs wanted $800 million at that time for renovations. Now they want $1.15 billion for renovations.
Is this like when they laughed at Dr. Evil and he was like, $1 million, all right.
$1 million. No, $1.15 billion now for renovations is what it's going to cost.
Good.
For renovations of an existing stadium, which to me, you know, it makes no sense to renovate an existing stadium at that kind of money, right? At $1.15 billion when you can build a new one between $1 and $2 billion. And then it goes on to talk about the Royals and what they're going to do in this Star article. Let me pull it up again. I got to get behind this paywall real fast here. I got a secret website for that. Oh, I've already got it up. And so we've got a situation that says this. Before the committee vote, lobbyists from the Chiefs and Royals urged senators to approve the proposal and outline their plans if they decide to stay in Missouri, but neither would actually commit to staying in the state. Chiefs lobbyist Rich Aubuchon now says $1.15 billion to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. If we are to stay, with state and local participation, this is the type of plan that could work. Aubuchon also compared Missouri's proposed plan, which would potentially pay up to half the cost of the stadium and would require commitments from local governments, to the supercharged bond program in Kansas, which would publicly finance 70% of the new stadium. This is his quote. So 50% of a stadium or 70% of a stadium, which is better? You tell me. I don't know. The Kansas proposal is better in the respect that we don't need a local vote, and that in the respect that it would cover up to 70% of the construction, Aubuchon said, which is what I've been saying all along. Why would you go somewhere for a public vote when you can get 70% of your costs and have no public vote as well? He said, but he goes on to say it is new construction and it's also not going to be the loudest stadium in the world. You don't have the allure of Arrowhead. And then on the Royal side of things, this coming from Yeah, right.
I want to be loud, dude.
Well, it's all about the people in the stadium. It's not exactly the stadium. It's the soul of the stadium that the people that are loud.
There's a voice that you can't see in Arrowhead that yells.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Or her name?
Arrow.
And then I'm trying to find the Royal side of things. I've done a really bad job with that, and I apologize for that. But as for the Royals, the lobbyist by the name of Jewel Potek, love the name Jewel. It's my mother's maiden name. Jewel Potek.
Speaking of irony.
I know, right? It's a great name. I don't know if there's any relation to Freddie. I got to think there's some kind of relation to Freddie in this one, right?
Yeah.
So the Royals lobbyist, Jewel Potek, told lawmakers that the team plans to build a new stadium and surrounding district. He estimated the cost between $1 billion and $2 billion. But like Aubuchon, Potek would not say whether the team would stay in Missouri if lawmakers improved the incentive plan. Potek emphasized that the Royals also needed additional commitments from either Jackson or Clay County, which has been floated as a potential stadium spot and have not received financial commitments for Jackson or Clay County yet.
So a little cookie from Potek.
A little cookie from Potek. I like the way you did that. Very good.
Thank you.
Well done.
I
mean, that's kind of the update.
I wish there was a stadium downtown. Last night, I mean, that vibe down there last night was sick.
I'm telling you, I've wanted a downtown stadium and still do, but I'm kind of resigned to the fact that it's not going to. I'm glad you got to experience. It's fun.
No, it's cool. I've been there before, but I was inebriated at Ballpark Village before I went because I was just on like a fringe trip. But it was really easy to park. They had just guys out there that had like little lots that held, I don't know, 200 to 300 cars like per spaces.
Mm-hmm.
$30. Tap my card, went right in.
Paying at Kauffman Stadium to park now? About $25, I think it is, right? Roughly about $25, so another $5. I mean, big deal, right?
Is it $25 at Kauffman?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's somewhere between 20 and 25.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's like $25. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think maybe if you buy early, it's a little bit cheaper, like $22 or something. Either way, it's in the 20s, right, to park out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's the ballpark. It's in the ballpark.
Kauffman Stadium. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thank you. I mean, I don't know what more to say about the state. I mean, they're making it pretty clear.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks? Please?
I'm hoping by this time next week, maybe we know one or the other. Okay. I feel like we're getting that much closer. I mean,
still think Royals first?
I do, but you know what? The Chiefs have been awfully quiet in all of this. You haven't heard anything from the Chiefs. Again, the Royals are doing all the, you know, well, the Royals aren't doing any talking either. Bob Fesco's doing a lot of the talking, and a lot of the stuff just happens to be coming from that side of things, right, and what's going on there and trying to figure things out. So I'm hoping, you know, just because I'm tired, just like everybody else is, you know, I'm hoping by maybe this time next week, maybe we know one way or the other what these teams are going to decide. But it's funny how the Chiefs went, you know, a year ago, we need $800 million in renovations, and now we need $1.15 billion in renovations. And the Royals are like, yeah, but we don't have any commitments from the local authorities in Clay or Jackson County either. I think this is kind of their way of letting Missouri drop the ball. And then they can say, look, Missouri dropped the ball. We have to move to Kansas. And then, you know, it looks good for everybody involved that they didn't jump ship on the state of Missouri. Missouri just couldn't get their stuff together to get this taken care of. And this is not a rushed plan you've had since April 5th of 2024. It's June 4th of 2025. It's been about 14 months. And now all of a sudden you're calling a special session. Like, I think people are ready to make this announcement and move to wherever they're going to go with these new stadiums and get this thing on and move forward in the right direction. But, I mean, Dusty had the downtown. I still want a downtown baseball stadium. I always will till I die. I love downtown baseball. It's so much fun. But apparently it's just not going to happen here in Kansas City. Maybe fans don't want it. Yeah. Maybe the politicians got in the way. However you want to describe it, it's probably just not on the docket for us in KC. And that makes me upset because I still want a downtown stadium. And if we get a downtown stadium, I'll be as thrilled as the next guy with it.
Three in the top 49, plus Jack Caglione was a shot to the offense last night. This guy also played in Omaha this year and could be a shot in the arm in the pitching rotation tonight. We dive into all of that on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Caglione is how John Morosi said it. Guy speaks like seven languages and tried to give the actual Italian descent. Jack Caglione debuted last night, 0 for 5. Two of the hardest hit balls in the sport last night, two of the hardest hit balls in the game. So for all you haters out there, go somewhere else.
How'd our boy Caglione do last night?
Did somebody say that?
Yeah, sweet, dude.
Was that on the text line?
It was. Yeah, sweet.
Kind of funny.
That is kind of funny. I mean, good job out of you, but I mean, like, you're going to, like, make a decision on a guy based on one game?
Don't you want him to do well?
See, that's a great way to phrase it. I was trying to think of
some
how
people
to...
Do.
We want him to do well, right?
Some people get so much joy in people's agony. Weird. It's disgusting.
Oh, it really is. But, like, if you're listening to this show in particular, like, why are you rooting against Jack Caglione? You come here to be part of a community, right?
Mm. Yep.
And that's what we are. We're part of a sports community. We're all in this together. Mm-hmm. We want to see the Royals and Chiefs do good, right? Mm-hmm. We want to see the stadium talk over. Right?
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of things we're all in agreement on. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to this, I would guess
like
90%
cup should be washed. Can you see that?
Well, tell Carrington. I mean, good Lord. It's got the old company logo on it. How long that thing been sitting there? I mean,
one
seriously.
One more time.
I mean, that's disgusting. I guarantee you Carrington's drinking out of that every day, too.
Sure.
There's no question. Absolutely.
There's more chapstick around the rim of that glass than there is in my tube of chapstick.
I mean, yeah, there's no question. I mean, that. God, I don't want to get in on that.
I want to take a drink out of that.
Just like that, give me $500.
Okay, that's a good dinner.
Yeah. Give me $500. That'll pay for the weekend in Detroit to watch the Tigers.
Do I smell it?
Yeah.
No, okay. Does it smell? Oh, my God.
It's like a Margarita in the Rocks, but it's chapstick.
You know what? If you move that glass, Carrington will come in here and go, who washed my glass? My glass has been washed! My glass is washed!
I don't know, Carrington. That glass seems like you just like...
I don't know. Cag's been 0-5, man. I think he's washed.
I think he's washed. How about that glass, Carrington? Be nice if it was washed. Hey, Rob, get in here and wash this glass.
Yeah. Is that glass Travis Glassy? So before we get into the lightning bolt into the lineup that was Jack Caglione. Thank you. I'll sit back on that one. That was wild severe weather last night.
Oh, my God.
As soon as I headed out of town, I'm getting text messages like, you know, whatever. And like I said, I called my buddy Jeremy yesterday, and I'm like, hey,
did you watch that in the rearview mirror, too, when you were driving?
I got out of there ahead of that. Okay. I was about an hour out, and I called my buddy Jeremy, who was coming over to check on the dogs at the crib. Shout out to him. Thank you very much. He's like, he answers his phone. Hey, man, how's everything going? Bro, I'm on the highway. It's yellow and green. Tornado sirens are going off. I'm like, dude, get to the house.
Well, you get in the basement. You only can go as fast as you can, right?
Right. And so then you hear, I go to our sister station, 98.1, because at one point somebody teased a tornado on this station, and they didn't tell us, and we got an email from our old boss. Shout out to Mr. Hanson. He was like, yeah, next time that happens, everybody go to 98.1 KMBZ, because the EAS was going off during Carrington's show. And I'm like, EAS. And then it's, you know, tornado warning has been in effect for the counties of Johnson, Jackson, you know, whatever. And so it seemed like a scary situation. It seems like there was one that touched down at the stadiums. They said there was a port-a-john that went flying.
It got a port-a-john. It did. It knocked over a port-a-john yesterday.
We'll always remember that port-a-john.
I know we will. And then the jokes kind of made themselves yesterday I mean, with the stadium and the tornado. I mean, it was just like, could you have said
then we
Dusty,
had to have
Dusty.
A,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a crappy situation, man. Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, they're going to get the stadiums torn down and not have to pay for it. And like, I mean, it was just insane.
With the stale crap getting blown all over it. Great.
Oh, man.
It was nice.
Yeah,
was
peace nice. Out with the port-a-john flying by. But, you know, so anyway, now maybe tornadoes will touch down there in a couple of years and have nothing to hit.
Well,
I mean, it's going to be obvious. There's going to be nothing to hit out there. The Royals are obviously not staying out there. It doesn't. I mean, the Chiefs a year ago said we need $800 million in renovations. Now they're telling the state $1.15 billion in renovations.
The economy. There's a lot of prices
it's
going
up. 50% increase.
I remember coming here and this sandwich cost 59 cents.
That's right.
Well,
yeah.
This place hasn't been built since 2014, but okay.
Yeah, but this is a, you know, in 1 year it went up $250 million.
That's insane.
You know what we're not going to do? We're not going to put that grass down anymore. We need a dome.
Is that how you negotiate contracts? Well, last year I made this,
exactly.
But it's been a year, so I'm
going to
need half that plus more. But there was definitely that. There was also a jolt and a strike of lightning in that lineup. This is Bobby Witt Jr. on MLB Network last night in postgame.
What can you tell me about welcoming Jack to the show?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Just the guy he is, just coming in the clubhouse today, and then just kind of sparks us, gets us going, and just his presence in the box. He's a big leaguer, and just seeing him, just batting practice, everything, just seeing him in the game. Yeah, definitely, he's going to help us.
That sounds like a happy Bobby.
Mm-hmm. That didn't even sound like Bobby.
No, that sounds different than how you. Now again, he had himself a game. 4 RBIs, 2-for-4, hit the bomb in the first inning. The first pitch he saw, he took deep to the left field bleachers, or I guess left center bleachers, right off the bat. But again, listen to that.
What can you tell me about welcoming Jack to the show?
You can hear him smiling.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Just the guy he is, just coming in the clubhouse today, and then just kind of sparks us, gets us going, and just his presence in the box, he's a big leaguer. And just seeing him, just batting practice, everything, just seeing him in the game, yeah, definitely he's going to help us.
And it's different than Rave coming up. It's different than Lofton coming up. Those guys are, you know, good additions to your roster.
Give Lofton credit, though, last night for getting that rally started,
hit
man.
That bomb,
that's true. He hit that home run to make it 7-3. I'm like, whoop-dee-doo.
Cool.
Oh, hey, that opened everything for us.
And then, you know, those guys are, you know, big leaguers. But when a guy like Caglione walks in, 6'5", 250, you know, size 17 foot. That's a presence that you can feel. That's a presence that you see on the field. Like, when you go see him at the K, you will know exactly when eventually he does trot out to right field or first base. You will know. It is that evidently obvious. And last night, we talked about this, the only guy to not get a hit was Caglione, but the guy that hit the two hardest balls in the game was Jack Caglione. And we almost saw him go yammers in his first at bat in the top of the second. And then it was either that or it was going to be a double off the wall. And, you know, he didn't look lost at the plate. Didn't look like the moment was too big.
No.
The walk-up that he had for his first at-bat got a great ovation from the crowd and took the deep breath and then smoked it 98.4 to the right center field gap. And if you think about that, like, if that's where his power alley is, going to see a lot of doubles and a lot of home runs in Kauffman.
Well, in Kauffman Stadium, yeah, absolutely, because those are the big power alleys out there. And look, the Jack Caglione experiment yesterday, 0-for-5, people will look at that and complain, and because that's the way people are. But Jack Caglione's call-up had the Royals win a game yesterday, and I am 100% convinced that if Jack Caglione's not on that team yesterday, they don't win that ball game. They especially don't come back because they were scuffling, and he gave them. I mean, you mentioned, you know, Bobby, and you could hear him smile. My professor in college, Tom Hedrick, shout out, happy 90th birthday, Parrot. He used to say all the time, smile when you talk, right? Smile when you talk. Try it yourself. Smile when you're talking, and it just sounds so much better than when you're grumpy and you're not in a good mood. But when you're happy and you're smiling and you're letting that emotion show, it sounds better. And you hear that in Bobby. Just by having Jack in the lineup and his presence in that locker room gave those guys a shot of adrenaline. And, you know, we'll talk about the pitching here in just 1 second, but that was JJ's money quote yesterday. We got a lot of good pitching. We don't want to go and waste this right now. And that's what they were doing essentially for the first 2 months of the season, especially the last 2 weeks. They were taking this pitching staff that's been
dominating and going out there and losing games and not doing what they should be doing because they couldn't find a way to get runs. And they got to the point of like, we're tired of wasting this pitching staff. And some guy at The Athletic ranked every pitcher in Major League Baseball, which sounds like a hell job. Ugh. But four Royals are in the top 100 and three are in the top 50. You've got Bubich at 11, or I'm sorry, Reagan's at 11, mm-hmm. Bubich at 44, Lugo at 49, Walker at 96. I mean, you got yourself.
Cags is at one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he is. Yeah. I will say this. I'm not a huge Whit Merrifield fan anymore based on the way that things ended here in Kansas City. But I want to tip my cap to Whit Merrifield yesterday because he had one of the best tweets with a picture of Cags. He goes, best pitcher the Royals ever drafted out of the University of Florida.
Wow.
Because him and Singer have got that related. So I was like, all right, well done.
That's cool.
Yeah, well done. Wit's out of baseball now. I guess he's trying to resurface on X, and what a great day to do it was yesterday, right? I thought that was a great tweet by Whit Merrifield. Tip of the cap to you, yes. My friend. Very nicely done. But you don't want to waste this pitching, as JJ said. You've got three pitchers in the top 50 in baseball, according to The Athletic. You can't continue to waste that. And that's what the Royals were doing. And they realized, we're done. We're done wasting this. We've got to infuse this lineup. And that's what they did. And even he went 0-for-5. Everybody else got hits. They came back from a 5-run deficit. They scored, 8 unanswered runs. Mm-hmm. And they won a game that they do not win if Jack Caglione's not on this team.
Yeah, and it was just insane to watch. I mean, literally the first pitch Bobby Witt Jr. saw, he said, hold my beer, kid. And then Vinny Pasquantino, his mentor, his guy, his big brother, said, here's how you do it in a clutch situation. Two outs, you hit a rip down the alley, and you get this game tied. And then Salvador Perez, the guy that he idolized, who he hit behind, says, here's how you take the lead in a clutch situation as a big hitter. Boom. 8-7. How you doing? Game over. And they end up winning 10-7. There was also some other good. Are we comfortable and cool with the Stevez yet? Guy seems like he's locked that role up pretty well.
Yeah, I think so.
I know he's kind of a fringe, like, people watch him like, I can never be comfortable with the Stevez in there. Looks like he's really come into that role as your closer, the lights-out guy. The one negative last night was Michael Lorenzen. Mm. So what a lot of people might want to see, which I think could be a possibility, is Noah Cameron tonight going out there and shoving. Because Noah Cameron pitches tonight, and then Colt Reagan's pitching Thursday, and something's got to move. So somebody goes down in the bullpen and Lorenzo moves in the bullpen, and then Noah Cameron is the equivalent to Jack Caglione to a pitching staff that's already been there, number two in the league in ERA.
Yeah, and my friend Jim texted me yesterday. He goes, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're moving Lorenzen's ass to the bullpen, and we're putting Cameron in the rotation. And it's a brilliant move, and I love that move, and I'm all in favor of that move. And I'm like, yeah, that's a no-brainer, right? I think that's where it has to be, unless Cameron gets lit up tonight for whatever reason. I'm like, well, maybe we should send him back down. But here's the situation. Lorenzen has shown you, as much as Jack Caglione showed you he was ready for Major League Baseball, I think Mike Lorenzen showed you last night he's probably more ready for the bullpen than he is to be in that starting role, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not being negative or anything like that. That's seeing what each player is best suited for on the team, and that's the job of the GM and the manager. Put your players in the best positions to be successful, and I think right now Michael Lorenzen may be most successful coming out of the bullpen because you have an option. It's not you're not using him anymore because you don't have an option. You have Noah Cameron right now. Big start for him tonight. Go out there, continue to do what you've been doing these last four starts, and then when they activate Cole Reagans or whatever they decide to do from a pitching standpoint, then they can decide if they want, or I guess they've already activated Cole Reagans, but you know what I'm saying. Like what they ultimately need to do from a rotational standpoint, whatnot, you can easily move Lorenzen to the bullpen and put Noah Cameron in your starting rotation, and I think you got better in both places by doing that.
Yeah, not only that, he can go to the bullpen and throw harder because he's not throwing as long. Yep. Plus, if you don't have Hunter Harvey, he's still questionable. Let him be the Hunter Harvey role, and then when Urseg comes back, you go Lorenzen, Urseg, and Estevez.
Yeah, what's up with Harvey?
He's still just lingering injuries. Yeah.
He's a baseball player.
It's been
a
minute since I've heard about him.
Well, players lingering. We'll see you in February.
I mean, you talk about saying seven bad. Before you smile. Before you get into one word, this is from the 913. That tornado couldn't even touch down at Arrowhead, that stadium. That tornado's washed.
Hit it, Mac. One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three. Name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Take it away, Mac Morey. Let us know what we're supposed to be pondering, thinking on One Word today.
Let's start with the lead, baby. One word on Jack Caglione's debut last night.
Important. Important, because it led to, I think, the most important win of the season so far. So I'm going to say important.
Futuristic. I mean, I like that lineup you saw last night. India, Bobby, Garcia, Vinny, Sal, Caglione. I'm cool with that. Lofton after that. Give me that lineup for the futuristic move for the Royals. I'm sure that will make Q's life a little bit easier as well, as he'll join us at 9 o'clock here. But, yeah, futuristic, because if Caglione is doing that for 0 for 5, not looking lost, not striking out, not chasing, not doing anything, hitting the two hardest balls in the game, future's bright, baby.
Well, that brings me to tonight, which is in the future. One word on Caglione tonight after that 0 for 5 debut.
Normal. This is now you just go back to your normal life. We were talking about it during the break, and I got a swim meet tonight, and you know, everybody's got life and doing all that kind of stuff.
Inside,
last
outside.
Night was the it's outside, the summer swim. Yeah. Well, yeah, outside. But I think it's normal now. Now it's just a baseball game, right? And that's the way we have to approach it. We can't every moment watch this guy, because then that pressure gets to everybody too. It's normal. It's a baseball game. It's Wednesday night, St. Louis versus Kansas City. Go out there, do your thing. Maybe you get your first hit tonight. Maybe you don't. We'll see what happens. But now we get to the normalcy of this.
Electric. Plus 650 tonight on a home run anytime for Jack Caglione. He's hitting the ball hard at this level. Like, it's not like he popped out, not like he dudded out. He was locked in last night, just had some misfortunes. But electric is tonight, because the last time he went 0-for-5 was in AAA. The next night he went 3-for-5. He went 0-for-5 yesterday. Ready to see how this kid bounces back on the major league level.
I doubled down tonight. I got him for a homer again.
Better
Let's go.
It.
Yeah, I'm not backing down yet. One word on Noah Cameron tonight. We mentioned the rotation, Lorenzen possibly maybe moving back to the bullpen if Noah Cameron does well in his fifth start. One word, Noah Cameron tonight.
Big, because if he goes out there and shoves, you don't have to worry about putting Lorenzen in the bullpen. If he struggles, then that makes people think a little bit.
Opportunity, just like Jack Caglione. This is Noah Cameron again, put up in a situation where not so much your team's in a losing skid, because the last time he was in there, he was going out there to stop the losing streak and to go be a starter and get a win. Did so. This is a game in which, hey, man, a guy last night basically gave you a route to the starting rotation where you can be locked in on this roster and you don't have to go back to Omaha. So this is an opportunity start for Noah Cameron. You go out there and, like Bob said, shove and give this team whose bullpen got taxed last night. You give this bullpen 7 innings. You show your manager, you show your skipper that you can be a starting pitcher in this rotation, and you mean to tell me that this Noah Cameron kid might be that truth that we seek? And you've got Reagans, Lugo, Waka, Cameron, Bubich. Hi, Caglione. Ever since Caglione's been alive, they're averaging 10. Opportunity knocks, man. Go get it. Not kick the damn door down, Cameron.
Yeah, either way, that's a topic tomorrow. As you mentioned, he shoves tonight. We talk about the possibility of that. He doesn't. What's next?
Yeah.
One word over to the gridiron. Chiefs OTAs today. They've been having them all week. Media availability today. We will hear Andy Reid speak, plus among other players.
Oh, looking forward to the challenge of the season.
Of course.
We know they're all well-coached teams.
Looking forward to the challenge of the August heat in St. Joe. You can, like, feel your pores open. You can hear them.
God. You're not wrong. When you said that, the
it's like those plants that scream when they're cut. You get, like, right when you get on the, like, towards the field, like,
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're about to sweat, dude.
You're about to get some Fremunda cheese on National Cheese Day.
Oh. Is that what it is today?
Today's National Cheese Day. Jeez. Yeah.
Cheese.
One word on Chiefs OTA.
Booty. Oh. Did you see Travis shake his booty yesterday on the practice field? He came up like he was limping. And then just got down and kind of shook his booty a little bit. I'm like, yeah, Travis! I want to come in every Monday morning this season and just love up Travis Kelce in a way like we've never loved him up before. I don't care what he does on the field. I just want to see stuff like that, the fun side of Travis Kelce, because that was great. How many times I watched Travis Kelce shake his booty on the practice? A lot.
A lot.
I am so excited to see. I may be more excited to watch Travis Kelce this year than I am the team.
I have no ass, so I can't do that. But one word on the OTAs. Next. So next season starts. We're getting the team together. We're drawing up a little bit, trying to get the formations down and everything. Next. Let's go. get back to winning that division, get back to trying to get that one seed, and get back to trying to get to that Super Bowl. Where's the Super Bowl at this year? San Francisco? Let's get back to the Bay and go try to take another one down while you have still Mahomes and Kelce and Andy Reid all together one last time.
Is that really where it is again?
San Fran.
We'll make sure and
that's why you know we ain't going this year.
Just not getting up at 1 a.m. to sit at radio.
And we're in the fourth hour of the show.
Kill me,
dude. What are we doing with all this time?
There's literally nobody here us.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Rome.
Yeah. Binder.
Look at these guys doing morning radio in the row.
Michael Bay, Jason Bay, Chicks at Bay. Go ahead, Mac.
Yeah, we'll make Kelce's last season special for sure here. One word over to the NBA. One word, Tom Thibodeau fired from the New York Knicks. Their best season in 25 years. His best season with their team, obviously, in the last few years with him. One word on Tibbs being fired.
Worthless position. There's nothing more worthless in sports than an NBA coach. This guy drags KAT across the finish line, gets to the Eastern Conference Finals. For the first time in 25 years, take care.
Thin, right? It was thin, kind of like his hairline. Hmm. I would hire Thibodeau today if he went to X and said, "New year, new me, new look," and he was just bald. I bet that great. Guy gets he's it. He's going to get
a Are the jobs filled yet?
No. Phoenix. He'll probably get a job.
He's already been in Phoenix, right?
He's been in Phoenix. I don't know if he's been to
you
Phoenix.
You mean like the interview for the job already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's already there.
This
he's
is like, what happens to Tibbs. This happened to Tibbs in Chicago. He had his best season. He was fired the year after. He is the guy, for whatever reason, who seems like he can bring you to the precipice but can't quite break you through. So.
Is Stephen A. going to coach the Knicks?
Oh, is that the big announcement today? Because he has a big announcement today.
Apparently Jay Wright is who Knicks fans want.
Why?
Because they're all Nova players.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Why. I get you on that one. That makes a lot of sense. But I was like, what has Jay Wright done in the NBA? Who's made the transition from college to the NBA successfully, right?
Brad Stevens,
but he's no longer coaching, right?
No, he's a great coach, though. It was a success.
Yeah, he was. It's like Caglione in AAA. He was too good that he could do better at the next level, so they made him the GM.
They made him the GM. Like, Brad Stevens.
You don't need a coach anymore, dude. We get it. You took Butler to the Final Four in the National Championship. You took Boston from the down age to back in, and why don't you start running things a little bit more importantly?
But like Billy Donovan, I guess you could say, sort of a success to get Oklahoma City kind of to where they were. It just doesn't work in basketball. No. You don't see a lot of those guys go from college to the pros. Rick Pitino. Yeah, he stunk in the pros for Boston anyway.
Yes. Boston.
I would love to see the Knicks go out and rehire Jeff Van Gundy just for entertainment purposes, right?
Yes, I would love that.
But it's probably going to be Michael McDonald from Denver, right?
It's going to be Malone.
You know, you're going to have that guy.
I think he is from New York, or he's from that area.
Does that matter?
I don't know.
In Michigan, clearly it does, according to, God, I have a Michigan man.
Well, Meta World Peace wants to be the next Knicks coach. One word on Meta World
Peace. Awesome. Yeah, I got his number on the phone. We can call him.
Oh, let's call him.
I mean, absolutely.
You ever seen a coach fight somebody besides Juwan Howard?
You want to know where I am on who the Knicks hire? I want entertainment value.
Charles Oakley.
Fantastic. He's talking trash on Ewing. I mean, that would be great.
Oh, man. Have Charles Oakley be the coach. Have John Starks be the assistant coach.
Oh, God. Give the Spike glory Lee days GM. Back. People would love that for about 10 minutes, right?
Let Spike Lee be the mascot.
Yes.
Let Timothée Chalamet be the GM.
The Knicks odds, Stevens. Mike Malone 1-1 to get the job, right?
Makes sense.
Jay Wright plus 150. Van Gundy 6-1. Somebody named Chris Quinn 7-1. And here we get to the nobody's ever heard of you. Taylor Jenkins 8-1. Danny Hurley 9-1.
Well, there it is.
What do you think of that one?
If he ain't going to LA, he ain't going to New York.
Rick Brunson 12. The one just move him over his
closer
seat.
Closer to Connecticut.
It is. He's a Jersey guy.
And that
not that matters, but it's not moving.
Well, and you're not going to LeBron and Luka who are like, don't yell at me. These New York players were just yelled at for 3 years by Tibbs, and they liked Tibbs, apparently.
They did, and that's the thing.
No, I was surprised.
Well, Leon Rose probably didn't like him.
Yes.
And they got rid of him. So other guys on the list, Mike Brown, who gets every job. Mark Jackson wouldn't be a bad one.
Oh, that'd be fun. That's entertaining.
Former Nick, entertaining, former coach. Didn't he win a championship at Golden State?
I think Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr's won all of them out there.
There's a Reddit about, did Steve Kerr really get credit or does Mark Jackson get credit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like Tony Dungy got fired in Tampa. They hired Gruden and he won the Super Bowl because he had to play his former team.
How many times does that happen and then you see them get their own players and they stink?
And they're not good.
And they're not very very good.
Yeah, I mean, Roy won with Matt Doherty's guys, but then he won with his own guys.
He did eventually.
So I'll give Roy that. His first championship in North Carolina was not his team.
Well, Bruce Weber is the perfect guy for that. Was great at Southern Illinois, then won with Roy's guy, or won with Bill's guy and at Illinois after he left Southern, and then was good at K-State with
Frank Martin's
guys. And when they left, then, you know, like, you know, Bruce Weber was that guy too.
Coming up, Bob has the Royals and McDonald's, the Royals and cheese. Coming up on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Happy game one of the series won by the Royals last night. They go for the series win tonight with Noah Cameron on the mound versus Miles Mikolas. One of the funniest people I've ever seen in my entire life in a locker room. He just started quoting Kingpin and I started laughing. He's like, oh, finally, somebody that's seen the movie. You forget that sometimes baseball locker rooms are full of young talent and everybody's seen the movie Kingpin. You should put that on your...
How many of those guys were born when Kingpin came out, dude? What year was that? That was in the 90s, wasn't it?
I'm going to say 96. 96 or 97.
Okay, Bobby Witt Jr. was born July 14th, 2000. The fact that he's quoting Kingpin is pretty good, man. And he's probably right. Not a lot of people inside that locker room have any idea what Kingpin is, but they should.
97? Yeah. 96?
Yeah. Yep. 96.
Yeah, you don't want to get Munson in the middle of nowhere. That's what Miles Mikolas said. And I was like,
he's 30 years old, dude.
Yeah. It's one you should throw on your list. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Move into the month, because we'll get into that. What, Friday we get another movie, or you want to wait a week? Because did you watch My Cousin Vinny yet?
No, I'll make that work.
No, that's on right now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Somewhere. No, it's on somewhere. Yeah, it literally hit that on-screen guide, My Cousin Vinny, somewhere today.
So, yesterday it was announced July 10th is a big day. June 10th is Jack Caglione's home debut against the Skankies.
Ooh, right.
July 10th is the debut of the former menu item, the snack wrap.
It's coming back to McDonald's yesterday. McDonald's put out this tweet that was like a mile long yesterday about I'm the social media manager. I don't control the menu. And then it went into, but you do. And basically telling America, you asked for the snack wrap. And we're bringing it back. And it's kind of like the Royals with Cags, right? Like people wanted Cags to come up. Players clearly wanted Cags to come up. So the organization said, why are we going to continue to fight this? Let's bring Cags up to the big league level and see what he can do. Was he 0-for-5 yesterday? You bet. But the team won the game yesterday, and everybody was loving his presence in that clubhouse and in that lineup. And they don't win that game if Cags isn't on that field. Do you like the snack wrap from McDonald's? Yeah. Are you going to get it every time you go there? Probably not. But what it's going to do is it's going to bring a lot of people into McDonald's, because now they got the snack wrap back. And it's beautifully. You got to listen to your people. And again, David Sampson, I'll continue to hammer on that guy to the day is long, talking about stupidness, about the Royals' worst move that they've ever made bringing this guy up. You spoke to your customers. You spoke to your employees. You did what was best for them. You don't worry about that outside noise. And that's what McDonald's is doing, man. The people want the snack wrap.
So before we get into what we want to see come back, did you see Hudler's tweet? I didn't get to watch the game last night, so I didn't hear his commentary on the game. I didn't know this was his nickname for Caglione. This is Hudler's tweet about 8 minutes ago. Lumberjack brought up the Royals, spelled it J-A-C-K.
Brought up
Royals energy yesterday, not focused on the over. He's a welcome superstar, championship closed. Crown, Maloney flex.
Yes. Need the Maloney flex.
That's his signature. That's the Maloney signature.
Do you get that from anybody else other than Maloney?
No,
I don't either.
I hope not. If I do, I'll be like, that's stolen. Do you have the rights to that?
Exactly.
That's Rob's.
It's in his often used emoji section.
Maloney texted me yesterday when I was driving. I was like entering Columbia. He goes, you hear that knock in your trunk? It's me. Let me out.
That's great.
I was like, oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. I wish.
He'll be at the swim meet tonight. We got a battle royale. Our team versus his team.
You going to show up with a cooler?
Me? No, I don't. He probably is already there. you know,
he'll have the jersey on and everything.
Oh yeah, he'll definitely have the swim jersey on.
So what's
wear a cap.
What's something you guys want to see come back?
Well, I think it's the dollar menu at every fast food restaurant. And I know I sound old, but my God, the prices for fast food these days is stupidly stupid, right? I mean, you could go out to dinner for the price that it costs you to go through the drive-thru. So I think there should be an executive order by whoever, the fast food general of America, whoever that may be, and say every fast food restaurant, mandatory by law, has to offer a dollar menu. What's wrong with that?
It's not bad. Did you know McDonald's once had a McHot dog?
Yeah, back in the day. There was some stuff that McDonald's, they had a McPizza, you know, all kinds of stuff they've rolled out. I think they had a mixed spaghetti, if I'm not mistaken.
Smash or pass, Taco Bell's beefier and seafood salad.
No.
Yeah. A seafood salad from Taco Bell?
That used the term beefy?
Taco Bell's beefier and seafood salad are, they're the one things that like went away from Taco Bell that are
beefier
no longer...
seafood salad?
No, they had a Taco Bell's beefier, so they probably had like some sort of beefier burrito and a seafood salad.
Oh, okay, that makes
seafood
sense.
Salad? But even
seafood salad, I was out with that.
McDonald's, bring back the Arch Deluxe.
That was a good one.
Great bun, had the arches in the bun.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, the Arch Deluxe. Bring back the McLean Deluxe too, man.
Not
we
sure
gotta
that
do
is.
That.
Yeah.
Bring back that. What was the one with the hot side hot and the cold side cold? That was a McDLT. We got to bring back that too.
McDLT?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
I don't know if it does.
No, it doesn't. That's why it's not around anymore.
Did they have a big and tasty?
They did.
Yeah, that's so
I checked out of McDonald's in about the 80s with what they were putting on the menu. You know, after Jason Alexander tried to sell me that, I was like, all right, we're done here.
The Taco Bell beefier was a burger made with taco meat and taco toppings on a bun.
I remember when they tried to have the Taco Bell burger. Yeah, it's basically a loose meat sandwich that they offer in Iowa. That's all that is.
They can't say beef in Taco Bell. You know that?
What?
They're not allowed to say beef. They have to say beefy or beefier.
What do they call the tacos with ground beef?
I don't know. But they don't. They can't say beefy, or they can't say beef.
They can say beefy.
They say beefy.
What do they call the tacos?
I'll look it up.
Hard or soft shell taco.
Yeah, but like if you're chicken or beef.
I mean, I say beef.
What are they going to say? I honestly, I need to know the answer to that question. You can't throw that out there and not have the answer.
There's only one thing that the fast food restaurant chains that one could bring back, and that's the Arby's 5 for $5.
Yeah, that's
kind of a piggyback off of your dollar menu.
But that's good. That's raising the dollar menu.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a lunch. That was a snack in college.
Yeah, they just, I mean, yeah, no doubt. I mean, it was the same one every time. The 5 for $5 at Arby's, like, that got me through college. Because you could get 3 beef and cheddars, a curly fry, and a mozzarella sticks. Not feel yourself or, like, you're numb. Like, you basically got a shot of cocaine, Novocaine. And you didn't.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who just finished his freshman year at KU. And I'm like, so what are you doing for the summer? Right. I ran into him at the J yesterday. You know who he is, Dad. And he goes, I got a job as a doorman at a bar in Lawrence this summer. I'm like, that's awesome. Mm. Right. I go, do you get free drinks, obviously. And he says, no, you know, we have to pay $2 for the drinks. And then he says this to me, and this is where I went, okay, I am clearly the old man in the room. He goes, yeah, I can get a Crown and Coke for like $2 where normally it's like $10. How are college kids affording to get drunk anymore? $10 for a freaking drink in a college town these days?
Normally they have like happy hours. We always just got in for free because we knew the bartender, but that was an anomaly.
But then you have to buy your drinks.
No, because we did the happy hour. So they gave us the happy hour cup. So it was normally like a $10 cover at the door and you drink from 7 to 11.
For $10.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's the way it should be. This is $10 for a drink.
Yep.
I mean, $10 when I was in college on a Thursday night, that's 10 pitchers of beer at the Crossing. Like,
that's awesome.
I mean, so that was like sticker shock for me. You're charging college kids $10 for a Crown and Coke these days? Good Lord.
Ooh, that was a good item. From the 563, the Twister from KFC. It was like their snack wrap. It was like an aluminum foil wrapping. It was really good. They put like the slaw dressing or something in there with crispy chicken, lettuce, and tomato and a flaw tortilla.
Ooh.
It was good. Now we need to try the snack wrap from Popeyes.
Yeah, that's everyone's conspiracy. That's why they came out with the snack wrap yesterday.
Did Popeyes release a snack
like
wrap?
4 or 5 hours prior, and then McDonald's was like, hey, July 10th, boom. And Popeyes is like, oh, okay, so you're down bad. All right.
Oh, I didn't know Popeyes released one yesterday, so they copied Popeyes?
Yeah, apparently it's really good, too.
Also bring back Zima. Is it gone or is it? Can I still find Zima?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
That's gone. Mm. The hell do you want that for?
913 says, Natty Ice. That's how they're getting drunk in college.
Oh, God, Natty Ice, yeah. you have to at this point in time. Like, there's no need to do anything other than Natty Ice or Natty Light or Keystone.
God. That Twister was something else. That and the side of potato wedges. Can't get those anymore either. Thanks, KFC.
Potato wedges sucked. Dry. Man.
I loved them.
Awful. The wedge can kick rocks.
Coming up, we'll bring back the poll question. Was Caglione's debut a success? Plus, Chris Jones. We talk about him as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.